Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 13:26-39. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 26-39. Brothers, you sons of Abraham, and also you God-fearing Gentiles, this message of salvation has been sent to us. The people in Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize Jesus as the one the prophets had spoken about. Instead, they condemned him. And in doing this, they fulfilled the prophets' words that are read every Sabbath. They found no legal reason to execute him, but they asked Pilate to have him killed anyway. When they had done all that the prophecies said about him, they took him down from the cross and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And over a period of many days, he appeared to those who had gone with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to the people of Israel. And now we are here to bring you this good news. The promise was made to our ancestors, and God has now fulfilled it for us, their descendants, by raising Jesus. This is what the second Psalm says about Jesus. You are my son. Today I have become your father. For God had promised to raise him from the dead, not leaving him to rot in the grave. He said, I will give you the sacred blessings I promised to David. Another Psalm explains it more fully. You will not allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. This is not a reference to David, for after David had done the will of God in his own generation, he died and was buried with his ancestors and his body decayed. No, it was a reference to someone else, someone whom God raised and whose body did not decay. Brothers, listen. We are here to proclaim that through this man, Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins. Everyone who believes in him is made right in God's sight, something the law of Moses could never do. My theme for reflection is a living gospel for a living world. A living gospel for a living world, from story to salvation. Anyone who has traveled to a new place knows how easy it is to say the wrong thing at the wrong time. A simple phrase, slightly misplaced, can mean something entirely different, and sometimes quite embarrassing. Communication matters, especially when what we are trying to say truly matters. In Acts 13:26-39, we encounter a decisive moment in the life of the early church. Paul stands in a synagogue speaking to both Jews and God-fearing Gentiles and carefully tells the story of Jesus in a way his audience can understand. This is no random speech. It is a turning point. The mission is moving beyond Jerusalem, beyond familiarity, into a wider world. Yet Paul does something remarkable. He adapts his method, but never his message. He speaks their language, draws from their scriptures, and connects with their history, but the heart of his proclamation remains unchanged. Jesus was crucified. God raised him from the dead, and through him there is forgiveness and justification. This moment reflects the courage and creativity required of the early church. They had no manuals, no strategies, no cultural guides, only the Holy Spirit and a deep conviction about the truth of the gospel. And yet, even in their limitations, they communicated a message that transcended culture, language, and misunderstanding. At the center of Paul's message is a profound claim. Through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Everyone who believes is justified. This is not merely religious language, it is transformative truth. The law, though good, could not ultimately set people free, but Christ can. Martin Luther once said, faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man would stake his life on it 1,000 times. That is the kind of faith Paul invites his listeners into, a living trust in a living Savior. Scripture helps us see the fullness of this message. In 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, Paul summarizes the gospel simply. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day. The same core truth appears here in Acts. The message does not change, even as the audience does. The gospel remains constant, even as its presentation must be thoughtful and attentive. For us today, this raises both a challenge and an invitation. We live in a world of diverse cultures, shifting values, and deep uncertainties. People around us are searching for meaning, belonging, forgiveness, and hope. Like Paul, we are called to engage wisely, to listen carefully, and to speak faithfully. We may need to change our language, our approach, even our methods, but we must never lose the heart of the message that in Christ there is forgiveness, freedom, and new life. Think of a man who struggled quietly with guilt for years, feeling that he could never fix himself. One day, a friend simply said, "You don't have to fix yourself. Christ has already done what you cannot." That sentence changed everything. It wasn't complicated theology. It was the gospel clearly spoken. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are we more concerned with preserving our comfort or with sharing the gospel in ways others can understand? Number two, what might need to change in our approach so that others can truly hear the unchanging message of Christ? And now our practical exercise for the day. Think of one person in your life who may be searching for hope. Pray for them and consider one simple, authentic way you can share encouragement or the message of Christ with them. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of your Son, through whom we receive forgiveness and new life. Teach us to hold fast to the truth of the gospel and give us wisdom to share it with love, clarity, and courage. Empower us by your Spirit to be faithful witnesses in our world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.